Today, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, is near the Syrian border in Turkey. She's there to remind the world that there are still millions of people inside Syria who depend on U.N. aid. The government of Bashar al-Assad has retaken most of the country, but a few million people still live in an opposition-controlled region near the Turkish border. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the ambassador and joins us from southern Turkey. Hey, Michelle.
Hi there.
So can you talk more about what prompted Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield to take this trip now in particular?
So there's a deadline next month for the UN Security Council to renew an aid program from Turkey to Syria. We're talking about hundreds of trucks a day, food, medicine, and other supplies that cross a part of the Syrian border that's controlled by opposition forces. Syria's government opposes this aid route, calling it a breach of sovereignty. Russia, which has veto power on the Security Council, is an ally of Syria, so it could block this aid route when it comes up for a vote next month. And U.S. officials say that could cut off, you know, about 4 million Syrians that really depend on these UN aid shipments. And by the way, they can't rely on the Syrian government and Russia aiding them because those countries have a record of trying to starve out opposition areas in the country.
Okay, well, who has Thomas-Greenfield been meeting with while she's been on the ground there?
So far she's been meeting mostly with Syrian refugees, including an aid group known as the White Helmets. She's also met with some small business owners from Syria. The ambassador says she heard some similar concerns from many of them today. Take a listen.
The main message is we are hearing from our relatives inside of Syria. They are suffering, and we don't want to be forgotten. And I think the message they have heard from me is that we have not forgotten Syria, and that's why I'm here.